Father, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. As all these things place out before our own eyes, but the end is determined by you, not by a man. History is flowing out as you have charted it out, Lord. And a day and a time is coming when there will be no more time, as we see, when you will come and take over the blessed reign of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father. Everything else will pale into insignificance. But till then, Lord, we are called to occupy till you come the post that you have given each one of us. And help us, Lord, that as we study your word, listen, each time it strengthens our faith in you. Our convictions become even more deep-rooted, and our trust in you grows even more, O Father, that we will walk in faith. And even to that end, we commit these days the word and the prayer that follows, everyone into thy hands, Lord. Speak to us, teach us. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. We quickly look at 9 and 10, Revelation, and then we go to 11 onwards. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Okay, that's whenever Jesus says that. You know, Jesus says this often in the Gospels and then in the book of Revelation. It is being very serious. Be careful, listen, because this is what is going to happen. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. So he's saying this is the final, last 3.5 years given to man to rule earth. And we will see the height of wickedness, the height of the enemy's rule. And at that time we will see God will hand over. He will give power, authority all to the enemy. And this is how it will end. And throughout, from the beginning till the end, there is one thing that is demanded of the saints, that is patience and faith, both. Okay, faith and patience. Faith, because we have to look into the unseen, what God has already spoken. We are privileged that we have a book which is absolutely true, where we see the end from the beginning. So God is working it out. And the thing is that, like Paul says, we see in part, we don't see in full. And because we do not see in full, and we only see in part, and the part we see is so tiny, God demands patience from us. Just be patient. Be patient. I'm working it out. In my time, I make all things beautiful. Okay, so you need, so when you talk about patience, time comes in over there. Time comes in over there. When will God do it? We sometimes simply do not know, because even in heaven, souls who are in heaven, even they don't know. They are crying out, we saw under the altar the souls of all the righteous dead. How long? How long? God said, a little time more. But for God, a little time is not our time. 1,000 years is for it like a day, and a day like 1,000 years. So God, even in heaven, he demands patience. And on earth, we are going through it. Because this is the worst case scenario ever. And where Jesus says, if those days hadn't been shortened, no flesh should. Even the elect wouldn't survive. Even there, God demands patience. So if in that period, God demands patience, how much more in the times we are living in? Patience, okay? Patience, we looked at yesterday also, I think, in the Nepali meeting. Okay? These are virtues. These are virtues in the kingdom. We need to learn to be patient for God to work it out. And we need to ask God for that grace, Lord, give me that grace to stand. Now when we come to 13:1-8, we were seeing the first beast that arose from the sea. The multitudes, a beast arises, and the dragon will give him his power, his throne, his authority. That's beast number one. Now from 11 onwards, we are going to see the second beast. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Another beast is rising. Okay. When this second beast rises, the evil trinity is complete. Because you have the dragon who gives the power to the first beast. And then you have the second beast. Okay. The dragon is the first one. He is anti-God. The first beast is anti-Christ. And the third is anti-Holy Spirit. So the demonic trinity is also finally set. We see them in chapter 13. The demonic. Because you remember, Satan only imitates. Satan is not creative. He cannot create. He does not have the power to create. The only one who has the power to create is God. So what Satan does is that he imitates everything that God. There's a divine trinity over there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he will have his trinity. Satan, the dragon, the Antichrist, the first beast, and the Anti-Spirit, that is the second. Okay, please remember, the word beast is used to describe both these entities. And I personally don't think they are beasts in the terms of animals. They are beast-like in their nature. Okay? The beast-like in their nature, like Jesus when he said, they are wolves in sheep's clothing. He's not saying about wolves or sheep. He's talking about the characteristic of these men. They will look like sheep, gentle, but they are actually wolves. They are after the souls and the bodies of men. So here is one. He has horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. Okay, speaks like a dragon. And we read further down. We will read the whole chapter from 11 till the end. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. This is where that 666 comes from, okay? And it's interesting, like, you know, it's, and I've never figured it out how blinded they can be, yeah. Is that when Muslims pick cars, if they have the money, they pick the car number 666. Okay, they pick the number. Okay, so you will see 666, how it goes, okay? So this is a guy which is different. He has two horns like a lamb, little horns. Okay, lambs don't have big, but he spoke like a dragon. This second beast is the one who is called the false prophet. In Revelation 16:13, 19:20, and 20:10 we see. 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So he's the false, the dragon, the first beast, and okay, so if you go there in 16:13, we will see these three are put together. If you go to 19:20, okay, then the beast was captured, with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped the image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. So what we see is that this is not a beast, this is a prophet. This is not a beast, he's a prophet, but he's a false prophet. Okay, he's an animal, beast-like. His whole idea is to devour people, especially the people of God. So he's a beast, but he's a prophet, beast-like in nature, but he's the false prophet. And if you come to 2010, you see again him being mentioned at the end. Okay. Yeah, 20:10. The devil who deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever. This is the end of the demonic trinity. The dragon, anti-God. Okay. Anti means all his nature is basically an antithesis to who God is. Who God is. And he opposes God. The first beast that is against Christ, anti-Christ. Because Christ will come and rule for 1,000 years. But before that, this fellow will rule for 3.5 years. And then you have the false prophet who will do all the signs and the miracles to deceive people in the name of the first beast. So we know all the signs and the miracles, the power factor within the body of Christ is done by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to exalt him. You'll see that. That's how it works. That's how it works. The patterns are the same. Like I said, the enemy doesn't create anything. He's an extremely good imitator. So if you go from verse 13 onwards, you see the second beast, that's the false prophet's job description. He exercises, okay, all the authority of the first beast. And he will cause everyone who dwells on the earth to worship the first beast. Okay. He forms great signs. Okay. Yeah. He exercises, 12. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Okay. Whose deadly wound was healed. Keep it there because we'll come back to that. Okay, so what we see is that he will use power. There is power on both sides. Okay, there is power on both sides. Power. So don't go by signs and miracles alone. Okay, it's a very dangerous thing. Okay, if you go to verse 13, what he will do in verse 13 is he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. The first one in terms of large group is Elijah. Okay, in Job's case, of course, that fire came to destroy. But in Elijah's case, it is when the fire comes down and burns up the whole sacrifice that the people turn to God. And they will say, Yahweh is God. He will imitate the same thing by bringing fire down and the people will say, the beast is God. Okay, he will say the beast is God. So he will replicate it. He will allow it to do that. Okay. And the other ones, you know, are the two witnesses in 11:5, Revelation 11 and verse 5. The two witnesses also will bring. Okay. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devour their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. So before these people, he will replicate the power of those two witnesses. Bringing down fire. So please understand, there is supernatural power which is against, used against God and his truth. Okay. And you have this parallel from ancient time onwards. And of course, the most visible one we see is, of course, in Exodus when Moses and Aaron go there. You see the power of God and the enemy duplicating it. Okay. So in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 to 5, that's why God wants us to judge those who perform miracles, okay? If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you saying, let us go after other gods which you had not known and let us serve them. The purpose here, he says, you see, the purpose of a wonder or a sign is to turn you towards the living God. That's why Jesus got upset with them. He said, how many more signs? I'll give you only one sign. That's why in the gospel according to John, the miracles are God's signs. The purpose of the sign is for us to turn to God, to the living God. But the enemy will also use the sign to turn to him. Okay? Let us serve him. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul, you shall. So the principle is given over here. The principle was told that be very careful. Signs and wonders is only an attestation to the word that is preached. That's how, if I'm right, the gospel according to Mark 16, that's how it ends. Gospel according to Mark, the last verse. Yes, Mark 16:20. Okay, 16:20. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Okay, so what God is using is what the devil will use. Devil will also have his message. He's not going to be silent. Remember, he will open his mouth and speak pompous words against the Most Holy. He will do a lot of stuff. But to prove what he's saying is true and people have to receive, he will imitate the greatest of the miracles done by God's servants. So God says, be careful. Jesus said that many who worked miracles, even in his own name, were false. And the followers would perish in hell. Matthew 7, verse 22 and 23. He will say this. Okay. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, then done many wonders in your name? And he will say, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Okay. He says, your miracles, if they were from me, should have brought a righteousness in the lives of God's people. Instead, it brought lawlessness because you did not preach righteousness. You encouraged lawlessness. Okay, so this is very, very clear. This is where we have to be very, very clear because it's going to be signs and wonders age is coming like we have never seen. Jesus said in the end time, these false prophets would emerge and show great signs and wonders. For what? Matthew 24:24. Purpose is to deceive. Okay. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. When the elect, like when fire comes down from sky, like, you know, people in that time will be like, will be like shocked. Okay, wow, how can he be wrong? Nobody has done anything in a scale like this. The two witnesses also did. He's also doing. They died and they're gone. They rose and they're gone, but he is here. He probably will do it in a larger scale than them. Okay, so God says be careful. Paul would say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9 that the Antichrist would come with all power, signs and lying wonders. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonder. What is the whole purpose? The purpose is deception so that they move away from truth. Okay. And thing is that we think, and if you go back to Revelation 13, what is the purpose? Okay? What is the purpose? The purpose is, yeah, go to verse 13. Yeah? And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. Granted by him. Whom? By God. By God. Okay? Telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And what will they do? He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. See, we think we have progressed in so many ways, true, so much because of education and advancement of technology, like practically everywhere, education is now available to anybody. Okay, it's just never there before. And the advancement of technology, which we think would actually oppose idolatry. But idolatry is at the highest today than ever. Okay, idolatry. Idolatry does not mean an idol which is made, an image particularly. It means something that replaces God. Just replaces God in your life is an idol. And we are at the height of idolatry, where we admire idols. Every field you have idols. There is not a single field where you don't have idols. Okay? And that's where we have to be careful. Okay? And there he says, you know what? He deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. This is what totalitarian regimes also do, you know, from that ancient time, from Caesar's time onwards. Before that too, all these rulers were also worshipped as gods. And that's why what our prime minister tried doing during the election, trying to fool the masses, especially in North India, trying to say that he is of God. Okay. And people just believe it. People will believe it. There's a whole lot of people who believe it. And you know, in India, it's a very common thing. Sachin hits this thing and they build a temple for Sachin and put an idol over there. They have idols for cricketers, movie stars, everybody. Idolatry is so much connected in our country. Okay, but it's going to be worldwide. You go to North Korea, you will not enter a single home where Kim Yoon Sung's picture is not there. It is mandatory you have that picture. Okay, and President Xi also said in China that to remove the pictures of Christ and put his picture, because Christ doesn't feed you, I am the one who does. Okay, so you need to realize we are moving in that period. Okay, and young people have movie stars, pop stars, sports stars, whatever stars, all over their walls, in the walls of their heart. Which is true, which is true. Okay, because you just have to see Christian young people, how they worship in cricket stadiums. How they worship. Okay, we have to leave the Gentiles alone. We look at talking about people from Christian background, Christian nations. You have to see when, there's a World Cup football or FIFA or whatever is going on in Europe now, Euro Cup is going on. You have to see how those tens and thousands come. They're painted in the colors of their team. Okay. And, they have, tattoos of all their idols all over them, and the way they go crazy, okay, that's worship. That's worship. And the same people, when they go to church on Sunday, will sit there, stand there, listless. Okay, so idolatry is very, very rampant in our generation. Idolatry is very, very rampant in our generation. Our politicians love it. You have to see all these road shows and these petals and flowers being, who are they? What? Just like us. We elect them. Worship is rampant everywhere. Rampant everywhere. Okay? So, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Okay? And the only person who has that kind of adulation in the West is Trump. Yeah. But he makes it clear in his speeches that in our country, we don't worship the state. We worship Christ. Worship God, and it is. He says only one man more popular than me. He says it is Christ. He's very careful. Very careful. You don't steal glory from God. Okay, this is where we need to be very, very careful. So when I or you choose to worship something which should be given to God, we are an idolater. Okay, idolater. Idolater. We are stealing what is only meant for God. And this is the when Israel is brought out by the mighty hand of God, and it's a battle, God says, not between Moses and Pharaoh, but between God and the gods of Egypt, he says. And they are destroyed, and each plague dependent is about a particular god. The final one, final two, is the big ones, the god of death. I think it's Heth and Ra, the god sun. So there is darkness for 3 days. Let your sun rise. You worship the sun god, right? Let it rise for 3 days. And the Egyptians couldn't move. And the final was the god of death. And God said, death is in my hands, not in yours. So it's a battle going over there. Okay, and this is what we fight. Idolatry. Watch God. That's why when God makes his covenant with Israel and he tells Moses, go talk to the people, and they come, says, we will, and they are all come. When the commandments are given, the first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. From there flows the other. If you don't keep commandment number one, the rest of the nine commandments mean nothing. Because everything is connected to one. To the first one. Everything is connected with the first one. You cannot have any other gods before me. And if you do have, you become an idolater, the enemy comes and he will take over. Okay. So in Psalm, we'll come back over there. We, Psalm 135 in verse 15 and 16. 15 and 16. The idols of nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. This has been the story of idols for 6,000 years. But that's going to change in the last 2.5 years. The idol will have eyes, it will see. The idol will have mouth, it will speak. It will speak. And it is not going to be like the idols that we are talking about. This will be so real, human-like. Human-like. It will be different, difficult to differentiate that this is not a human, this is an idol. We are moving towards that technology. Okay, it will, the technology, I mean, the technology is advancing to that level where I have a feeling this idol, the big one, will be of course in the temple, but everyone will have its own prototype in their homes, and the idol will be able to see and speak to you. If you remember, that was 1984, the novel. If you have read 1984, it was written in 1984 when the One World Government comes in. But because of that technology available only then, it was a TV in every house in the world. And the TV monitors you 24/7. And you step outside the laws of that state, the TV will report you, and before you know, the cops will come. Okay. Because devil can only imitate God, but he cannot be God. So he will need all these things. He cannot be everywhere at the same time. There are certain things which is only God. He is present everywhere. He knows everything. He can do anything. He's all powerful, omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. The devil is not. So he needs the demonic and the human technology. He needs both. He needs both. That's why technology is neutral, but wicked people will use it for the sake of the devil. Okay, so we are coming to that point over there. So this image we will see will be different. That image should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. This is where I remember 1984. Who wrote it? Samir will text now if he's listening. What is the guy? George Orwell. Okay, 1984 was written by George Orwell. Okay, meaning, this image will speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. That is why I believe in every home, every place, these replicas of these human-like images which will report back to the center about those who are not worshipping. Worshipping. You will be monitored 24/7. That's what happens in China. They are monitored. They are monitored. And your grades go up according to that. Are you subservient to the state or are you not? 24/7 you are being monitored through everything. Because, and part of it will come back further down, you will see. Okay? This image, okay, is what Jesus, Daniel, and Paul talks about as the abomination that causes desolation. We see in Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:17, and 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4. Okay. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, that is 7 years. Okay. Finally, a figure will arise who will make the peace covenant. He will cause the impossible to happen. Okay. He will probably allow the Jews to build the third temple side by side with the Mosque of Omar, side by side. He will bring it out saying this is not the actual location. This was the actual location of the original temple. So he will, it is for 7 years. So he will make a covenant. He will make a covenant. Specifically, I don't think he will say it's for 7 years. He will say it is for all time. But it will only last for 7 years. Because that's the only period given to the Antichrist. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to the sacrifice and offering. Why do the Jews want a temple? See, Our need for a church building, or the Hindus this for a temple, or a Muslims for a mosque, is not the same as what the Jews want a temple, because Jews want a temple to offer the sacrifices, atonement. So the need for a temple for the Jew is different from the building every other religion needs. Okay, their need is different. Their need is not the same as the other religion. It's a place of gathering and worship. For them, that is not primary. The primary is the sacrifices which have been stopped for thousands of years after the temple was destroyed, has to be restarted. So they will go with anybody who will allow them to build the third temple. Everything is ready over there. Even the red heifer is ready. Everything is ready. They only need the go ahead to start building. And they will build faster than they have built the temple in Ayodhya. They will do it very fast. Before you know, it will be all ready, and the priests are ready, the high priest is ready. Everything is ready. All they need is a temple. Why? They want to restart the sacrifice. Okay. But the problem is, in their ignorance, they think they are offering these sacrifices to the living God. It's irrelevant, because Christ is the sacrifice. It's all fulfilled in Christ. But the Antichrist cannot allow this to happen, because the sacrifices, at least in name, is not being offered to him. It is offered to the living God, the God of the Jews, the God of the Bible. So at the end of 3.5 years, or the middle of that period, what will he go? In the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offerings. He will stop it and proclaim himself as God, and he will enter the temple and become God. That is the beast. The first beast will be proclaimed as God, and the second prophet, the second beast, will cause everyone to worship it. Then the Jews will revolt, and that is going to be the massacre of the Jews, all who refuse. Okay, yeah. There's 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Okay, standing in the holy place. What is that? That image that speaks. Whoever reads, let him understand. Let him understand. Second Thessalonians here. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day, that day. Okay, you will see that he will do all that, everything. So we are, see, before he can actually appear and he be accepted by all men, he has to prepare the groundwork. And at every level, every field, the groundwork is being laid. Okay? So we will see, we are coming to that point. Where, okay, and if you go to verse 16 and 17, we will see the economic impact in Revelation 13. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Okay? That no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so you will see the economic control will be complete, absolutely complete. Okay, and that's why they are pushing towards a cashless society. Okay, cashless society. That's the whole idea behind making it. Okay, of course they cannot sell it, saying that's their idea. They always have to sell it, talking about the advantage, which is true. It's got enormous advantage. You don't have to carry cash. Everything is there. And it's very easy. It's very smooth. The transactions, everything, the ease. And they will talk about the security. But cyber fraud of money is more than actual looting and stealing that takes place now or before. Okay, but so this is the whole intention, where it says that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. Remember, again, he's duplicating what God had done. You will see in the book of Revelation, God will seal all his servants. God will seal all his servants. And that's what he will also do. But God's seal is spiritual. Okay, like all believers have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. When you are saved, the Spirit of gave, and is the honored deposit, you have been sealed for the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. The devil also will get all his people to take his mark. mark. And two places are mentioned over there, which is your forehead and your right hand, which is, if you look at it, is the easiest way for scanning. Okay? It's the easiest way for scanning, okay? Like when you use Digiyatra and the airport, all you just look and you go through. It's very easy, very, very easy. Okay, and you, if you, yeah, yeah. Okay, so please understand how it works, the ease of it. Like, you know, you go for your passport, anything, it's your fingerprints, it's your hand. Okay, so that's where, but they're talking about not just about it, taking a mark. If we understand with the technology that is available today, we are talking about RFID chip, which they're going to put it, and it's very simple one. It's done. It will be so easy. You know, when in Western countries and in India is, of course, it's with animals, and in Western countries, when you are released but you are a threat, you have to wear RFID anklets, where they will track you wherever you are. That's how they do with animals in India, in the parks and all. They have been, so they will track you. Okay, that's basically what it's talking about. Okay, that we will have to get the number. Okay, so for that they are preparing. The technology is available. Only thing, how do you roll it out at such a large scale? That's why they have to bring. So you see, this is going to happen at the end of human time. So by then, please understand, the population of 8 billion has come down to 2 billion. Two-thirds are gone. Because they have a built-in agenda to bring the numbers down, and during the plagues, people will die. Okay, all these things will happen. And when it comes, here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding, let's have 17 and 18 together. Yeah. Okay. Okay. The mark of the, is the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay. Now, his name is unknown. Okay. We don't know his name. Without knowing his name, you don't know the number of his name. Before you can, because in Greek, Roman, all alphabets and numbers, they go together, right? Yeah. You can't, that's why there have been so many, from ancient Caesars or down to Obama, to everybody, they use these numbers to get 666. The name has to be there before you can have the number. Because you put the numbers together, you should get 666. Mm-hmm. Okay? But the name is not known. And every name they're talking about doesn't, the latest one of the credible prophets who prophesies is very clear. It is over. Trump is not going to win. It is Obama who is the Antichrist, and he will take over. And the ground is being set for him to take over. Now, how true it is, we will know in 4 months' time. We don't have to wait too long. Just 4 months is left. So many things will happen in the next 4 months, because November 5th is the election. So many things will happen in the next 4 months, okay? So don't be like the ostrich that buries its head in the sand, which it doesn't. It's just an English idiom, but it's an idiom good to understand, okay? So his name is known, so we don't know the number. Only thing we have been known, here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay? In other words, it's a man's number. It's a man number, man's number. If you go through numbers in the Bible, you will see 6 is connected with man, 7 is connected with God. 6 is connected with man. So this man, whose number is 666, is the perfection of everything that mankind ever thought of. Okay, this is in the carnal sense. Okay, in the carnal sense, he is the best we could ever imagine. Okay, so he's not a beast. That is inside, outside. Okay. Please understand, and for it is the number of a man, and everybody who is not, whose names are not in the Lamb's book of life, will worship him. It's a number of man. In 2 Thessalonians, we again see in 3 and 4, that man. Okay, that man. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Who is he? Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Closing. Okay, closing. If you go to Genesis chapter 3 and read verse 4 and 5. This is where it begins. The serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. First statement, you will not surely. Second, God knows that if you eat, you will be like God. Third thing, you will know what is good and evil. You see, what people do not understand, I know I've repeated this over and over again. In every religion, including Judaism and Christianity, most people don't believe in the tenets of the religion. What they believe is one or another form of humanism. It's not the actual tenets of the religion. It is in the religion of man. The religion of man. Okay, that's why when you wake up in the morning, you are not thinking God first. You think yourself first. You think yourself first. You don't think God first. You think yourself first. Okay. You don't think God first. You're not putting God first. God says, do it, do it. No, come to me. Put me first. Think about me first. Enter my gates with thanksgiving, praise. Otherwise, why? You will go to church. You will do all these things. But at the core, it is you. So the first thing, what will happen over here is, if you need to realize, the first thing that happens is the devil said, you shall not surely die. But man has been dying for 6,000 years. 6,000 years. And then, 2,000 years earlier, Jesus comes into the picture. He dies and he rises up again. The first resurrection and the only resurrection. Man has been fighting this, okay. How do we not die? Either we should not die, or if we should die, we should come back. And that is what the first beast will do. First beast, remember, he was wounded and he will imitate our resurrection. Therefore, the people will believe the devil's old lie. We will not die. We will not die. We have overcome death. And here is our God who has come back. Unlike him, our God who rose and showed himself only to his believers, he will show to the whole world. If you are true, why are you not showing the whole world? This was a challenge with Jesus in the wilderness by the devil and by his brothers everywhere. Show, show, show. God says no. You live by faith, not by sight. You either believe what I say is true or not. So the devil will duplicate resurrection. And people will believe the first lie. Now we cannot die. Even if we die, we live. Because resurrection is there. Okay? Second thing that will happen is that you will, in that day, God knows, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. So man is God. And the personification of that man God is now in the temple, and he demands everybody worship him. Man is God. That's basically humanism. Humanism, at the core of humanism, is that it replaces man with God. When God says, do not worry, do not be angry, this is all got to do with it. Okay, there are two sides of worship. The negative side of worship is called worry, fear, anxiety. When you do that, you are first, not God. Okay. Then the other side is there, where you think about yours first, your fame, your pleasure, your. That is also worship. It's also worship.
Both are worship of self. Both. And God says, if you do that, you will die. You will die. You are taking what is mine. And you cannot, because you are a creation. I am the creator. By virtue of being creator, only I can be worshipped. Okay, we do not, when Jesus, and he says it very gently, lovingly, not being harsh, he's telling to protect us. Don't fear. Why? If you fear, you worship. You will end up serving what you fear. If you worry, you will end up worshipping what you worry. What is worship? Just look at your train of thought. Okay, you end up worshipping that. He says, no, I am come to set you free. Put your eyes on me. Put me first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and to have a right relationship with him. All the things you're concerned about, everything that you're concerned about, I will add to you. What do you want? Riches. You want glory. You want riches. You want power. Everything in eternity I'm willing to give you. Share it with me. Everything. Jesus is, he's got a sevenfold glory in the book of Revelation. Everything he's willing to share with his people. But he says the condition is you have to come the way I came. I put my Father first in everything. There was no idol in my life. I put myself last. And I put my God first and the other second. Therefore, I had no idols in my life. Simple. Not complicated. But the devil will give us what? Our carnal nature. Okay, one, you will not die. Two, you will be God. You will be God. And third, we will become the arbiters of what is good and evil. That's what is happening. How does he do that? That is given in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. He shall speak, this is again, we see that in Revelation, he shall speak most pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saint shall be given into his hand for a time, at times and half a time. So it's talking about the second part of the 7-year period. But what will he do? He will change the times and the law. How does he change times? When he's talking about times, it's not talking about the clock. We talk about the good times and the bad times. He will change the entire culture of a generation by changing the laws. The laws. And if you had listened to the debate, one of the questions was about abortion. About abortion. Okay. You change the mentality of an entire generation by changing the law. You change the law and then the law is put onward after some. So all you have to do is that every law of God in the Bible, every law of God in the Bible is being changed. Especially in the foremost nation in the world. You hear about people, I mean, the young guy, teenager, who ran a high-end Porsche or some vehicle and killed two people is out. The High Court asked him to be released. So murder is okay. How many murderers have been released in US in this last 1 year? Murderers have been released because they changed the laws. So murder is okay. By changing it, you are saying murder is okay. How many thieves, people caught in camera, stolen, are allowed to go scot-free? So by that, what do you say? Stealing is okay. Stealing is okay. So everywhere the laws are being changed. And when you change the laws, what do you have? You change the times. You change the times. The times will change. The age you are living in will change. It will be because, no? It is Derek Prince, I think you said that. Look at the laws of a nation. The more laws you have, it means more wicked they are. The more righteous you are, the less laws you need. So Adam and Eve were made in the image of God. They had not fallen. Only one law was given. Don't eat. Everything else is fine. Don't eat from that. One law was needed. Just one law. So you need to ask yourself and ourselves, how many laws do we need to function? Do we have to be told, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this? So that means we have issues with the law. Issues with the law. Because primarily, Paul will say in the letter to Timothy or Titus, the law was made for ungodly men. The law was not made for godly men. Because godly men do not need the law. They have
learned, okay? Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. So these three things will happen. These three things will happen in that last period of our. Devil will fool people by saying resurrection is possible, so you don't have to fear death. God's ultimate weapon over you all was death, but I have come and given you resurrection. So he will come and preach, I am the resurrection and the life. If you literally, he will preach. He will say, this was written about me, not about him. If he rose again, where is he? Did you see him? Did you see his resurrection? Have you seen him? You'll ask believers also, have you seen? But he says, you can see me. I was dead, but I am now alive forevermore. So you have to, don't have to fear death anymore. Believe in me. Believe in me. Because that's the first thing he will do. Because you want to believe in a person like that. Then he says, now that you believe in me, I will tell you what is right and wrong. Don't listen to these radicals. Don't listen to the radicals. I will tell you what is right and wrong. Okay? So man will become God. Okay? And all those whose names are not written in the Lamb's of the Book of Life will wonder at him. Revelation 13 will say, wonder, and they will follow him, and they will worship him. And all those who refuse will either go into captivity, in today's words, concentration camps, or they will die by the sword. And God says, all those who have an ear, let them hear. This is the mark of this beast. He will be that perfect man. Like when we look at Jesus, the Bible says there was nothing in him that we would have wanted, desired. But when you look at him, this is the desire of every person. This is what I want to be like. He gives you all that the flesh longed for. And I said to you, at every level, you pick up in any field, just think any field, you have stars. You have stars. You have idols. And what we call the titans and the giants. We use these terms. Who are titans? Where does titans come from? Titans come from Greek mythology, Scandinavian mythology, which are the giants. So we'll call him the titan of industry. We are coming back where you will have the demonic and the human coming together. And there will be giants in that land today. Not like that. Maybe like that. We do not know. But we are going into uncharted territory. And God says, hang in there. Be sure about what you believe and whom you believe. Because the days are coming. If God did not shorten those days, even the very elect would not survive. Meaning even they would be deceived. They will want to believe this is God. This is the Christ we were waiting for. Amen. And we shall pray.
Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace so free. Here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man, covered by the blood of the Lamb. And now I found greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, greatest sacrifice. But alive in your hand, singing. majesty. Here I am, humbled by the love that you give, Lord, even so that I can forgive. Lord, here I am, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. And now I found the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice, oh, the greatest sacrifice. Just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand, oh, majesty, Lord, majesty, forever I am changed by you. Of your majesty, oh, majesty, majesty, oh, majesty, your majesty, your majesty, I can't help but bow to your majesty, oh, oh, oh.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just worship you for the gift of life, that we are alive.
Yes.
We are here standing today. All that we need for life, you have given us, Lord. We just want to thank you. Thank you, Father. We just want to thank you, Lord. This morning, once again, we thank you for Ace, Lord, that he did well. In spite of everything, Father, that has been thrown at him. Probably in the only debate that might happen, he did well. He stood his ground. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, for only it's your hand upon his life. You're hearing the prayers of millions, Lord. And I pray your hand will rest upon him and keep him humble, even in victory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Humble, Father, in victory.
Yes, Lord.
That he will know it is God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because right before him was another man, Lord, falling apart. And the age gap isn't much. Only difference was your hand was upon one man and not upon another, Father. And I pray he will know it. Walk under your mighty hand, O Lord. Because your word says, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, he will exalt you. Protect him, Lord. Protect him. Many are the plans of the wicked one to destroy him. But you protect him. You cover him. You be his shield and his buckler. Cover him, Lord. Cover him. Commit all the others who are in the battle. Together, all of us, Lord. We would see him. We continue to speak over him. He will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That even now he will hear that in his spirit, and he will fight this good fight of faith, because his race is not complete. He has work still to do. Therefore, he will pick up his mat and he will walk soon. And they both, Brad and he both, will complete their task where they are now. Then go back to where you want them. All of us have to finish our work and finish our race, Lord. Be with Roger, with Hamid, Khadija, the children, all of them. So many others, Asman, all of them, Father. Penny, Uncle Marshall, Brother Lynn, cover them. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over your children everywhere. Protect them, Lord. Protect them. Protect them. Protect them. Protect them, Lord. We look to you. That's why we look to you. We are not looking at any man, however great he may be. We are looking unto you, who moves the hearts of men, that we may have favor with God and with man. We look at you, Lord, at you, you, Father. We will not shorten your hand by our unbelief. We believe you are able, more than able. We believe the God who promised is true. We believe you can do all things. We believe that nothing is too difficult for thee. We believe what is impossible for man is possible for you, Lord. We believe. And we exalt you about every situation that we are going through. You will come through for us.
You will. You will.
You will.
Touch and agree today, Father.
You will come through.
Yes, yes, yes.
Touch, Lord. Touch, touch, Father.
Yes,
touch.
You will come through. You will come through for us, Father. Yes,
shall surely follow me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are our dwelling place.
Yes, yes.
It's in you that we have rest.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's in you that we have been promised everything,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Outside of you, there is nothing.
There's nothing.
Nothing, Father. Nothing lasting.
Nothing, nothing.
It will all pass away.
Yes.
But
yes.
Lord, you and your kingdom.
Yes.
They will never pass away.
They never pass.
We just thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once again, thank you. Once again, commit all your people into the hands everywhere.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. So I take authority in the name of Jesus. I bind every power of darkness that has been released today. For the enemy never sleeps. There is sorcery going on 24/7, Lord, to harm your people, to destroy your people. But we come against it in the name of Jesus. For the enemy comes in like a flood. We will raise up the blood, the blood, the blood
of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. And we declare, no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Every lying tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn in the name of Jesus. We are secure,
the servants of the Lord,
in your righteousness.
Righteousness comes from you.
We are secure, Father.
Thank you.
We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Once again, Father, we stand in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
And we declare, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever
and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.